Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show. Cock-a-doodle-moo, cock-a-doodle-moo. Welcome to the Moo Moo Chicken Show.
Hey everybody, Scott Graham here from the Moo Moo Chicken Show, and today's adventure brings us on a camping trip with Mojo and Stanley. They're trying to decide whether they're brave enough and have enough courage to go into the swamp, because there are tales that people who go into the swamp don't necessarily return. So we're going to find out, so sit back, relax, and get ready for a great tale. Mojo and Stanley have camped everywhere. They love camping. They've camped in the backyard. They've camped up in trees. They've even camped on a floaty in their pool. They've camped in every exotic place you could ever think about. But there is one place they've never camped. No kid would dare to have the gall to go into the swamp. Because the tale is, you go into the swamp, but you don't come back. So Mojo's like, come on, Stanley, come on. We'd be known as the coolest kids in all of Finkel. If we go into the swamp and we have a great adventure, we can tell about our adventure the next day at school. People will think we're so cool, especially the girls, you know what I'm saying? Are you kidding? We're not going to go into the swamp. There's like swamp creatures in there. There's a swamp witch. Like, who knows? And I think it even smells really bad, like your feet or something like that. You know, your feet kind of smell like nachos. What do you mean you make feet that smell like nachos? They smell like nachos. Oh, well, whatever. Come on, let's do it. What are you, a chicken or something? No, I'm not a chicken. Like, I'm like the bravest kid in school. Well, then why don't you want to do it? Well, because I just don't want to do it. Come on, you're just a big chicken. Okay, fine, I'll do it. What's the big deal? Okay, we'll go tonight. So they walked along the beach, pitch black. It was so dark. And they come to the entrance of the swamp, and they see all these signs that say, keep away, beware, stay out. But they hopped over the fence, and they went along this path, and they're in such a dark place, they could barely see the hand in front of their face. So they started a fire, and they set up their tent, and they're toasting marshmallows and spider weenies, and even squirrels. Get off my stick, you silly squirrel. Oh, man, squirrels. I hate squirrel meat. When all of a sudden they hear this noise, something swimming around in the swamp. I told you this was a bad idea, Stanley. Come on, let's get out of here. What is it? Hey, get your flashlight. So they flashed their light on the swamp, and they could see all this mist. When all of a sudden they could see something protruding from the water. It looked like a shark. Oh, man, it must be a swamp shark. Well, Mojo had a great idea. How about we kind of bop it over the head, we scoop it up, we bring it to school tomorrow, and then we'll scare the girls. We'll run after Susie with it. Oh, yeah, come on, that'd be so great. Or put it in Mrs. Finkelstein's desk. Come on, we can do it. We can do it. So they waited right at the edge of the swamp. Mojo had his flashlight ready to bop it over the head, and Stanley had his fishing net, and it came right to the foot of Mojo, when all of a sudden, it shot up, grabbed Mojo, pulled him under the water. Stanley's like, what happened, Mojo? Where'd you go? And all of a sudden, something appeared on top of the water. So Stanley reaches down, pulls up a pair of Mojo's underwear. What's that? When all of a sudden, the creature shoots up, grabs Stanley, pulls him under the water. And now, within about 2 minutes, they're in this underground cave. They're looking at this creature, which looked like half fish, half man. And it started walking down this cave tunnel. And so Mojo and Stanley didn't have much choice, so they followed this creature, keeping its distance, or should I say, keeping their distance, when all of a sudden they come into this big cave. And at first they thought it was just a big cave, and they couldn't see the creature anymore, when all of a sudden, in the middle of the cave, they could see a big Spanish galleon, a pirate ship. There, etched in human blood on the side of the ship, were the words, Captain Blair. There was a tale that there was this really evil pirate that was sailing the eastern coast of North America, and there was a big storm that blew him off into oblivion, and people thought he sank, but I think what happened was he must have got blown into this cave, and the cave entombed him and his crew. Because when Stanley and Mojo went onto the ship, all they could see was treasure and what was left of the pirate crew. Skeleton crossbones. And even the ship was flying the Jolly Roger. This is the craziest thing. Look at all this money. Look, all this treasure. We're going to be rich. But how are we going to get out of this cave? Like, if these guys couldn't get out of the cave, how are we going to get out of the cave? when they can hear this noise. It's something flying or floating around inside the cave. And at first they thought it was the creature coming back. But they looked up and they could see this thing that looked like a chicken, half cow. It was like, it's an exotic African moo-moo chicken. I've heard of those things. Man, keep your eye on it, Stanley, because if that thing disappears, we can find a way out. So Stanley's looking up. And this thing's floating and flying right over Stanley. Here it comes, Mojo. Here it comes. And right in the face. Oh, come on, you silly. Tastes like chicken. When all of a sudden, this bird disappears through the side of the cave. So Mojo and Stanley started crawling up the side of the cave, pulling themselves up when they found this hole. And they started sliding themselves through this hole. And they ended up through this old oak tree, right where they were camping. Now they knew a way in and out where all this treasure was. So they slid down on their butts and they filled their pockets with all this treasure. And they promised never to tell anyone where this treasure was, and they never did. But as they go home, they're looking around going like, what's the thing? Like, there's this creature down there. And like, I don't believe in monsters. This is really weird. We gotta figure out what that was. So they're reading this paper one day. And it's about the scientist. And the scientist, I guess, goes into the swamp. Something happened with his experiment and made him look very different. And he tried to live like a normal human being. But because he looked so different, people were judging him and looking at him and making fun of him and teasing him and bullying him. So I guess he disappeared. And he was never seen again. But I think I know what happened. I think he found this treasure. And he wanted to show someone where that treasure was before he disappeared forever. And he was never seen again. So Mojo and Stanley are thinking, like, why do people do that? They look at someone, they think they know the whole story by the way they look, because they look different or something, they judge them. Why do people do that? So what Mojo and Stanley did was, they went from place to place, city to city, school to school, country to country, continent to continent, and they taught people the importance of not judging a book by its cover. Because you never know. You could be looking at someone who looks very different, who maybe even acts very different, and they could be the greatest person in the world. You don't know until you get to read the book, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, that's our story for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Remember, don't judge a book by its cover. Get to know someone before you figure it all out. Because remember, like I said before, there's always more to the story. And speaking of stories, next time we get together, I'm going to tell you the greatest, the craziest, the scariest story you've ever heard. So stay tuned, my friends, because the next story we're going to talk about is called, well, I'm not even going to tell you. You're going to find out. Keep you in suspense. So until we meet again, this is Scott Graham coming from The Moo Moo Chicken Show.
Bum, 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 bum,